Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses. I'm Brian Rupp from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Matty G Digital.
And we are recording from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community, downtown Lindsay, Ontario at 18 Kent Street West. All right, we are recording a conversation that may or may never air. So if you're listening to this, lucky you.
I think I've mentally prepared to close Thrive.
Really?
Yeah. I have not said that out loud to anybody. Megan and me have been talking about it for a couple weeks.
Okay.
I think I first had the idea 6 months ago. Or the first time in my head where I thought, well, we have a choice here. It's not just down with the ship. That sounds a bit too dramatic, because that's not the case. But Meg was really worried about, oh, this is just going to crash and burn. I'm like, well, we have choices.
Yeah, there's always choices. Anything you want to do, there's like always a choice, and there's always, this is a good, like in a story, hero wants something, there's always a guide, or there's always something you can do. Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, wow, this is like a big hill to climb. And we started like redoing a lot of the marketing stuff. And we did 90%+ of what we wanted to do with it. And I think a couple weeks ago, and I hadn't told you this yet, because I thought this would be worthwhile actually recording. And I wanted to sit on this thought a couple weeks before I actually said anything or like did anything with it. I think I came to the realization, or finally could admit and confess, that the root of my anxiety and stress and me not being myself the last 2 years is because of Thrive.
Interesting.
And recognizing that it was maybe like, that's it. And for the first time, instead of being like, okay, well, like, let's get going, I started thinking about like, how do we close it down?
Okay.
And I can't shake that thought.
I love that. I'm not surprised. It's funny. I'm like, am I being pranked for this conversation? Like, you never know. And then I go through, I have some pretty strong intuition. This was in the realm of things I thought this conversation would be about. Curious. But I'll shed some of just my perspective on watching this, in that I think there's definitely a path for Thrive to work. But it's like, it comes back to, do you want to do this way? And when it becomes, you know, you get into a big project, everything changes. You have the experience of going through a big, expensive project. You know, maybe you read the market differently for like what a traditional co-working space is and thought more people would be hunting and wanting it. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes like you're just trying really hard at stuff that the market just may or may not be ready for yet. And your efforts can go somewhere else.
So conversationally, I have a lot to say to that, because I agree with everything you said. I said the beginning of this week when we're taking photos with Shoff, I was like, I'm just tired of fighting.
Yeah.
And it's not about fighting the marketing stuff.
Yeah.
It's about fighting here and a couple other things. But I was like, I'm just done.
Yeah, it's like, you got to pick the, like, we're always fighting something, but we get to choose the battles that we want to be in.
The biggest concern that I have, in all honesty, of like, why would I keep that fight, is because this is a good idea and it makes sense and this will be successful in Lindsay one day.
Yeah.
And will, do I want to fight that fight for another 3 years, we think, to be profitable? I don't know if I want to.
Yeah.
But will I in 3 years, 5 years, see somebody else open this up and be mad? Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know that you will. I think this is one of the things I like and appreciate about you is you try stuff, you jump in, and you do it. And there's, like, lots of ways you can apply that. I don't think you get married to ideas and necessarily be like, oh, only I must do that now and forever. So I don't know that you would be necessarily mad. I mean, there's always might be a little bit of it, but you'll be on to something different at that point.
The opportunity and the potential is the thing that concerns me. It might be the only thing holding on. A bit of ego, a bit of reputation, but then the thing that sealed it in the last probably 48 hours is I asked myself the question, what would Matagy Digital look like if I put all of my energy into it?
Yeah.
And it was like, well, I'm not going to swear on the podcast, but I was like, yeah. Like, it would be huge.
Yeah.
Be enormous. And that's what I'm kind of fixated on now. Is I've got other concerns. I made a list. but it was, what could that look like? What could the rest of my life look like?
Yeah.
I'm not myself. I haven't been myself in 2 years. Since the day we got the keys. I'm so stressed. Different person. Happy, but not happy the way I usually am, which is a weird thing, but I would like to get back to that, and I think this is the source of it. And I would like to be a better person. I would like to be a better parent. I would like to be more focused on not being in the present. I hate that, but I'll just
I know what you mean.
More focused. I can be really good, super successful at Matagy Digital.
Yeah.
I can be super successful at Thrive, but like, do I want to keep that fight going? I'd rather keep fighting for Matagy Digital. It's established, it's doing well, it's profitable, it's maybe very profitable. I need to kind of look at that, will be my first thing. And like, I'm excited now thinking about it, like the idea of like, I can put all my time into that.
Yeah.
Endless opportunity.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's the learning about context switching and like trying to do too many things at once, kind of under resourced as well. And you've done so much and you've achieved so much balance, but then you kind of have to go through this to realize, oh, I just want to really focus on this. I don't have to be own a million businesses guy. But you've done it and gone through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have other, not even concerns now, but again, like it seems silly, but I want an office downtown. So where does that go? Do I rent like a little established office? Do I open a little small space? Do I ask a friend to use their office? I want to be downtown. I don't want to be elsewhere. I want to be downtown, like walking outside, enjoying that. So that's a thing. I think about the things that we will miss from Thrive, Monday morning coffee, the podcast. Not that we're not going to do this anymore, but like Monday morning coffee isn't a location. It's a
community.
Yeah. So
and we can still build community.
And yes, that will be the biggest loss is the community that we're building. So we built some and I've met amazing people. Les and Hillary, Jess, Rochelle, Lana and Heather, Joel and Dara, Matty T. Like, I can name dozens of people. I don't think it matters that it's here. It just needs to be somewhere.
Yeah.
That program can be elsewhere. Podcast, we'll have to find a way, different place to record it.
Not a problem.
Where do I do Matagy Digital events? Where do I host them? Where do I do meetings and stuff like that? But those are like my only real concerns.
All solvable problems.
Yeah. I wonder if people are like, if they've actually listened to this and like, oh, he talks all the time about it being like a huge success and successful. I don't think that I've ever said that. So I'm countering my own thought here. But I have said, and it's true, that it is growing. The revenue continues to grow. We have more revenue this month than we did the previous year's month. So March of 2024 compared to March of 2022, more revenue. It's not enough.
And yes. That's the, yeah, like, it's funny because I could see there's this natural inclination to be like, what will my reputation be? What will people think? When I look at people who are like really successful as business owners, they will cut great ideas or they'll just cut something because it's not making enough money.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, and success means a million different things. So is it successful? Yes. Is it not making enough money? No. That's a reason enough to cut it. Not getting what you want, reason enough to cut it. The fact that you just don't want to do it or devote energy to it, also reason enough to cut it. Mm-hmm. That said, I think there's, I'm curious if you've had other conversations or looked at the mechanics of that.
This is the first time I've talked to it outside of Meg, and even her and I have had not even like a real great face-to-face conversation about it. Which is just maybe a weird facet of our relationship or other relationships now, but texting and messaging and et cetera.
I don't know that it's weird. I think it, anyway, I'll say that it's maybe healthy. Yeah, and sure. It also, you guys do a really good job of working through balancing some of those things, and you might not need to have a.
Yeah.
If you're both thinking the same thing and both afraid to say it, you don't necessarily have to do
so
it.
So she said, and I was I told her I was talking to you about this today, and she kept asking, like, have you talked to Brian? Have you talked to Brian? I'm like, I am going to talk to Brian. I wanted to wait a little bit and see. It kind of, in a way, it felt like a quick decision, as she also said. But I said to her today, I was like, she's thought this for a long time, a lot longer than me. I maybe didn't admit it, but I've come to terms with it now. And now it's like, well... And my nature is like, well, let's move. Like, let's do stuff. So I wanted to sit on it. It was two Thursdays ago in hypnotherapy, of all things. And it wasn't what the conversation was about. And I didn't even say it out loud to Hillary. But in my mind was racing and going on with other stuff. And I kind of, I forget what happened or what I thought about. But I came out of it like, this is the source of my anxiety and stress.
Yeah.
I didn't tell her. Now I'm kind of remembering it, where I don't like throwing this word around because I think it's overused. She kind of said the word depression that I'm in right now. Hmm. And it makes some sense.
Yeah.
And she'd be like asking about where's the source of it. And it was here. And I didn't sell her.
Yeah.
And I kind of lied about it. And I was like, I don't see it. But I was like, I knew it.
Yeah, you told me about that conversation, and I kind of knew exactly that it was this.
And I was, I've not been, I've been like really pissed off for a couple months now. Angry, physically sick. And I'm starting to connect some dots with that. And it's now.
Anger is a healthy, I think we've talked about this. It's the root. It's the raw materials for innovation or change, and sometimes it takes a while to, like, realize it.
Yeah. And I think I knew it for a long time. I just wouldn't say it.
Yeah.
Admit it. I don't like making other people feel upset. I don't like making her feel upset. I don't like adding to her stress. So I never said that out loud to her. I mean, a little bit of, I can be cold purposefully or not. I think it's just sometimes ego, like, let's push forward, let's put on a bit of facade, too. But I had that, and I talked to Meg about it that night, and then it was like, I couldn't shake this. That was the first time afterwards, and the idea was like, well, like, what are the steps to close it down? I was like, well, that's weird that I'm thinking like that, because I hadn't gone that far before. And I couldn't stop that thought. Mm-hmm. And then the day after type of thing, or a couple days later, she's like, are you still feeling that way? And I was like, ask me again, like, in 2 weeks. I need to, like, just process some more stuff. And then it was like, I didn't want to talk to you either until I'd gone through it a bit more. Maybe, honestly, I bet you, no. What I'm going to say is, I think I wanted to talk to you right away for you to tell me otherwise.
And did you, yeah, I'm curious about that.
I wanted...
Did you assume that I would tell you otherwise?
No, I think that you are usually pretty optimistic and talk about patience. So you may have said to me, like, well, like, things are slowly moving in the right direction. But then after, like, honestly... I just came to terms with, like, this is, like, even on the way in here, the conversation was, I was going to throw at you. I kind of, like, comically enjoyed the idea of not telling you what this was about.
Yeah.
And, like, I think we had a couple good conversations recently that we've recorded that we didn't know that was going to be this way. But, yeah, so I was going to say, like, we're thinking extremely seriously about it. And that sentence changed on the walk in here.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not going to lie to him now. Like, yeah. It's like, this is going to happen. And maybe Brian will say something that changes my mind. But, like, I said to Meg this morning, she's like, where's your head at, basically? And I was like, if the universe drops multiple rentals in our lap right away, maybe I start thinking otherwise. But this is it.
This is it's a cool conversation for me. Because I think it all comes back to a want and deep down what it is you want. Mm-hmm. I think you wanted to market Thrive and you wanted it to exist. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've really wanted to manage it for what it is, or even the hardcore sales marketing. And we've talked about, for you, the easier path is to go get more Matty G Digital clients.
Yeah.
And that's where your energy should go. And to really fill Thrive up takes a different type of effort that it's totally cool that you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Or it's good that you go through this to find out, oh, no, actually, I don't want to run that kind of a business.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see it all as a failure. And if anything, my challenge to you is, like, so what does an exit look like?
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a close down. Mm. It could be a give away the brand and sell it, or, like, air quotes, sell it. Because you still have, like, there's leasehold improvement loans and there's a lease. There's just, like, it's hard to just walk away.
I think I can get out of the lease. But the lease, like, the loan, though, is something it's a concern, but at the same time, it's we're losing $5,000 to $7,000 a month when I could, and I've been somewhat supplementing that with Matty G Digital.
Oh, you have, not somewhat, you have.
We have been.
Yeah.
Or, like, with cash flow, it's behind, but, like, we've been making it work-ish.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, imagine we didn't have to pay all that except for the loan, and I just eat that for the next couple years.
Yeah, you could eat it. And this is where, for me, I'm like, well, let's think about other options.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you know, now you have this X amount of loss in your mind.
Yeah.
But it's like, you talk to people, who else wants, like, there's people who might want to run a Thrive. Or the landlord might want to take over subletting it or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be what it is now. It's a great collective office, like, maybe, you know, there could be people who want a portion of it, but they don't like the idea of it being public and open.
Sure.
Right? So there's ideas where you can limit some of that.
I'll sell this place for $1 tomorrow and keep the office if they wanted me to. Like, if I'll keep my office here all day. It's totally fine.
Yeah. So to me, it's like, once you make the decision of, like, this isn't the business I want to run anymore, and you just don't go forward with that, then it becomes about, okay, what are the ideas to make it less of a loss, or could turn out to be a big gain once you start telling the right people or figuring it out. Or, you know, we had a guest on the podcast a while ago who loved this space for a different type of use. You know, maybe that person wants to, like...
Would they want to take over the loan, these people, you think?
So the thing about the loan, you can't really take over a loan, but you could basically, when you buy a business or a brand, you buy the leasehold improvements that are there. So you could kind of basically do that, where you work something out for what's improved. It's hard if it's a similar use, then it makes sense. Commercial leases are typically four walls, and that's the sad part. There's like everyone comes in, and it's like, you know, if I wanted to run a gym in this place and I just want a big open floor, then all your walls you paid money for have zero value to me. I actually have to pay to get rid of them.
Yeah.
But if someone wants something similar, so that use maybe is a lot different.
So on my notes, I was like, does someone in professional services want this space? An accountant, a lawyer, a whatever else?
Yeah, like realtor, like it'd be a great office. Like this could be someone's like, yes, that's exactly what we want. We'll take over your lease and we'll, you know, buy your leaseholds at less than you paid for them. So, you know, if they were looking at a similar space that they'd have to improve, it's cheaper for them to just pay out your loan. And that's how when you start seeing a lot of churn in certain businesses, that's just like how it works. Some people get a great deal. It's like, oh, I could walk in here and I get this set up for cheaper than it would have cost me. Actually, I just saw a sign for a business going across the street that probably would have been perfect here in some ways. But that's just, you know, when you start spreading that word a little bit, then you just don't know who comes out of the woodwork.
The music plays?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this would be a great practice room.
Yeah, we looked at that space. So, well, it's
because they do lessons.
Same landlord. Yeah, he wants to switch real quick. Probably not. They're probably too close. But
you never know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's again when you start having those conversations. Like then you start opening up to there's people fishing around for different things.
Yeah.
You know, I have a few names offline that I might. I'll say out loud to you of things I've kind of heard where when you just start changing up what it is and start kind of innovating, it's like there's other structures that could work.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not really actually worried about that. I'm happy and relieved to be like, okay, I'll continue paying the loan and imagine what I could do with just paying that. It's freeing up like almost seven-ish grand a month.
Yeah.
So, it's big.
Yeah, when you just look at different whatever, yeah, like there's just different opportunities or different things you can do, and it just takes off the stress.
Yeah.
And I think when I see you and this, there's like, there's a pride of wanting it to work, wanting it to feel a certain way. But then there's also just the anchor of, like, dealing with all of that. And it's a different type of business than your unique ability and core focus, which I think is best directed at Matty G Digital.
I could do it. I think I'd be very well suited for this space. But I don't think I can do it. I don't know. I don't want to do it anymore with Matty G Digital, you know, because that's working.
I think it's like my outside advice. It's like, do what works. Like sometimes it's easy. And I've been the same, like idea jar, want to do all these things. Mm-hmm. And on the weekend I was at a seminar and someone said, you know, they came to the realization, like there's only so many things they can do in their life that they have. Mm-hmm. And yes, they want to do, I want to do all these 20, but like, it's just not possible for a human to do all of those things. So you have to make those choices.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the fact that you are doing this and tried is what most people will never do that. Mm-hmm. They'll never take the leap. They'll just have the idea for years and be mad if someone else does it.
All the people that told me they were going to open a co-working space around here. Reach out to all those people. Hey, do you want this one?
Yeah, you want to buy this one? Yeah, it's set up. It's like this. I think it's a good like model for like someone who, depending what they really want to do with it, like it is, as you said, like it's set up. It's making more money than it has before. There's a lot established in it. So there could be somebody who wants to just take over the risk and reward of growing it even further.
Yeah, I think I truly don't think we did anything wrong here. I have one belief in my gut that I overpriced it at first. Meaning, when there was all that excitement and all that.
You priced it based on what you wanted it to be and what the value could be versus what it was at that point.
Yeah, I agree. And I priced it thinking the model works, but people are pricing the model in a stupid way. And I still agree with that.
Yeah.
So I think I burned a lot of that right away, of like all that eyes on the business, and it was overpriced. And now, like,
yeah, I don't know that. I mean, yeah, it's maybe a mistake, but I think you, because you're in it, you overestimate the impact of it.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of people who just don't even know you exist.
Yeah. I still am convinced it's difficult to convince people that are working from home for free or somewhere else for free to come pay. And I hate using the external factor of, like, times are tough and in this economy, as we joke. But, yeah. Like, I think people are tight right now.
I think everyone's tight spot. All the time, but it does. There's times where it gets. A lot of it has to do with external confidence issues, and they're just all tightening up, and there's not as many people kind of innovating and taking
risks. Yeah, they need to innovate more.
Yeah.
I think this opens up an interesting bit of content for us. This can air. I'm fine with it. We're not airing it now. It'll be in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Once this closes, we'll air it right away. I'm totally fine with that. That's what, in my head, I was like, we'll air this as long as I don't have a breakdown. we'll air this, but it'll be like after. Like, the dust is kind of settled. That's fine. But I do think that won't work, though. So my thought was to do content, like talking more about the closing, like process, maybe talk to some other people that have recently closed business, all that stuff. But we'll park that.
Although I still think there's other options like that are less dramatic than closing, but get what you want, which is the completely releasing the anxiety and everything around it.
Are you suggesting I do more hypnotherapy?
Oh, maybe. Maybe the universe will invite something in, which is a kind of a weird joke, but it's also completely true. And that I have a feeling something's going to turn up that makes this like, man, well, I wish this option was there before.
We a couple weeks ago when this first happened, like really started thinking about the next steps, that next couple of days. There's a lot of universe things saying to keep it going. That's kind of expired in my head at this point.
Yeah. And again, I think that's where it as a idea, collective, all that stuff can go. But if you don't want to do it, that's a reason enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think about that. We're going to have another podcast with some other conversations. But sometimes it comes down to, just what do you want to do? Not just because it's a good idea isn't an obligation for you to do it. Or like, you know, Lindsay needs a X business. And if you can do it, doesn't mean you're the one that has to do it or should do it. Right? Like that's a net, like any idea kind of fits into that. And I think we get caught up and I can look at my own career and life of all these doing things that need to be done or should be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realize like, oh, am I the person that has to do it? Like,
yeah,
not necessarily. Like,
sure.
It could completely be somebody else.
Yeah. I want this to work. It would have to work literally in the next potentially 12 hours or 24 hours. 'Cause I'm just done fighting.
Awesome. I love it. I gotta hit stop now. And that's our show. Matt, what do you want the people to know and where can they find you?
I want them to go to mattygdigital.com and book a call.
Awesome. And I want them to go to profitcoach.ca and book a call with me. If you'd like to be on the podcast, please reach out to us and we can make that happen at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.